to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
truth.org. I'm losing my voice here, folks, so just bear with me here. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 12th day of April 2006. 911truth.org, top 40 reasons to doubt the official story of September 11th. You know, one of the red flags about this is when they when they tried to stick one of their own in there. For the 9/11 Commission, rather than Keene, they wanted to bring in the gentleman that with that heavy German accent. What was his name? Let me see. He was also a Soviet double agent. Oh, that's right, Mr. Heinz Kissinger.
Okay.
Yeah, he was thrown in there to head up the 9/11 Commission at first, and there was such a cry that went out over the internet that he had to come out with his official statement saying that there was conflicts of interest, and he couldn't do the job. So they brought in the cover-up team of Keene, handpicked by George Bush himself. What a beautiful thing. They made this nice little book, and supposedly they were to take steps to curb terrorism here in this country. Well, we've got people that are on this very network. They're saying that this entire terrorism thing is totally cooked up to begin with.
Right. I would believe that myself. And the book is not a murder investigation. There was, you know, how do you have 2,000 murders? No murder investigation. And then Massari, the jury actually said there was one murder in New York. Well, where was the investigation? So how come, if there's a murder, you have a murder investigation. 2,000 murders should have 2,000 murder investigations. We don't even have one.
Well, and Massari is the big show trial. As a matter of fact, today, the judge warned the prosecutors not to slather this up too much with the emotional testimonies. I mean, we have Rudolph Giuliani giving testimony in a Massari trial for what? What inside information or what could he bring to bear about actually coming into court with any testimony of any relevance other than to try to sway the jury to kill off Massari?
And to cover up the fact that he was a top district attorney who became a mayor who was in charge of the cleanup of the city after this terrible crime. And he cleaned up all the forensics. He made sure every piece of forensics that needs to be destroyed got destroyed.
The cover-up continues. Do you see anything potentially to bust this thing wide open and to start bringing these criminals to trial?
Only if the people stand up. It's like there's so many problems, and you've got so many. Like, John, I sat in New York, and it was like being scratched on the arm every day. You're in Texas. You're seeing all the immigration stuff happening because it's probably like you're on the beachfront, and the people in the middle of the country up in Chicago and Minnesota aren't seeing what you see down there. Do you understand that?
I understand.
And so, yeah, so in New York, the same, like what we saw every day. When I went to Chicago just before I left, I noticed they weren't showing it every minute on the TV. But New York, it's local news. And I realized, wow, we're really getting hammered in New York. It's like we were not given a chance to do anything. Plus, like, they put their own propaganda. This is what happened. This is what happened.
Yeah, and Rick, you know what really troubles me about the World Trade Centers and Building 7 and the whole nine yards? If I was Osama, your mama, I would have went and blown up the United Nations building.
Easily. Yeah. And the White House.
Or the White House, yeah. Or something like that. But I sure wouldn't have picked up on two of the largest buildings in New York City.
The UN would have been the main target.
Absolutely, because supposedly they don't want the U.S. in there siding with Israel in the Middle East. Well, you go after the coat of arms, so to speak. You go after the mechanism that's going to be suppressing people worldwide. That's who you go after, not a couple of 110-story buildings. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, folks, the national chain of command went AWOL during the attacks. The U.S. Air Defense System failed to follow standard procedures for diverted flights. Official explanations for the failure conflict, such as that several officials must have lied, but we don't know who and how much they lied. Was there an air defense stand-down? Did war games serve as a cover for an inside job? How did a failed Cessna pilot execute the Pentagon attack? Why did Flight 93 crash? Was it shot down? Do cell phones work at 30,000 feet? How many hijackings themselves were attempted? How many flights diverted? What caused the collapse of the third skyscraper, World Trade Center 7, which wasn't hit by a plane? Were the Twin Towers and WTC 7 brought down by explosives? U.S. military rehearsed all elements of 9/11 scenario in advance, and by the way, on that very same day. Foreign agencies and individuals informed U.S. government of coming attack in detail. Prominent people received warnings not to fly. One of the most famous, Slick Willie out there in San Francisco. The mayor of San Francisco was told, don't fly on September 11th. Not a good idea. Able Danger Plus, alleged hijackers were long under surveillance by U.S. and allied authorities. FBI officials systematically suppressed field investigations of potential terrorists, as was the Massawi case has shown once again. whether by Bush or Clinton, why is Osama always allowed to escape? Where was he on July of 2001? Where was he on September 11, 2001? Well, I can tell you on July of 2001, he's laying on a hospital bed in Dubai getting kidney dialysis. Who was he talking to? Oh, that's right. CIA agents. The most important Osama bin Laden video was a fake, and the State Department's translation of it was fraudulent. Identities of alleged hijackers remain unresolved. Did they have doubles? It's a possibility. How about the insider trading? Widespread reports of profiteering based on 9/11 foreknowledge. Of course, that was suppressed and not carried by the mainstream medias. Poisoning of New York. The White House deliberately lied about the toxic air at Ground Zero. Well, that was the, Christy Todd Whitman, I'm sorry. Yeah, she was the head of the EPA at the time. Lied through her teeth. Anthrax, timing and targeting. Mailings of weapons-grade anthrax from U.S. military stock to Democratic leaders only? I'm sorry, I didn't know that they loved Republicans and just hated Democrats. Disposing in the crime scene, the rapid and the illegal scrapping of Ground Zero. No one could have imagined Iraq did, 9/11, a record of official lies. The Pakistani ISI money connection and the U.S. congressional investigation. How about the Saudi connections, the Bush families, and the bin Laden airlift out of the country? When no other planes were allowed to fly in this country, ladies and gentlemen, the bin Laden consortium was being flown out. Kind of like, the cover-up of JFK. All the important people spirited out of town. Radio silence, cover-up of how Motorola's faulty radios caused firefighters' deaths. How about hush money, accepting victims' compensation barred families from discovery through litigation? How about Judge Hallerstein? All those who refuse compensation pursue litigation will not have their cases. They'll be consolidated under the same judge and, as a rule, dismissed. Official investigations almost entirely snubbed the 9/11 family inquiries. Obstruction of justice after the fact. Airplane black boxes found at Ground Zero but disappeared. U.S. officials consistently destroyed or suppressed evidence. Blocked justice, intimidated and sanctioned whistleblowers like Sybil Edmonds and Anthony Schaefer, and promoted the official who supposedly failed, like Myers, Eberhardt, and Frasca. The final fraud, the 9/11 Commission report, conflicts of interest, omissions, and distortions. Just go read the 9/11 Commission report, folks. Put it up against what we now know today, and you'll know that that whole committee was nothing but a cover-up fraud. How about the Spitzer Redux here? New York Attorney General snubs pleas to open 9/11 criminal case. I knew that one wasn't going anywhere. Because if Spitzer did, he would go someplace. And it wouldn't be in the office of the Attorney General in New York. The NIST omissions. The Twin Tower collapse investigation, left with almost no forensic evidence, fails to even test the possibility of explosives. That's why I'm saying, if we couldn't test for explosives, how the heck could we test for thermite? The great game, Afghanistan invasion, was ready for Bush's go-ahead on September 9th, just 2 days before 9/11. The need for the new Pearl Harbor, the project for a new American century, plans for world domination, the intent to invade Iraq long in advance of September 11th, and the attempt to tie Iraq, as I mentioned earlier, to 9/11. Remember, folks, they did a national survey. 70% of the people here in this country didn't think Osama bin Mama did it. They thought it was, the guy that they have on the dog show trial in Iraq right now, Saddam Hussein, attacking the Bill of Rights. Now, here's a good one. Do you remember this, Rick? Do you remember the commercials that were running? And I know you saw them when you were still around New York, where they had the Archie Bunker-style street that did a three-quarter shot. And they were talking about what the terrorist hated about America, and it was our freedom. They do shot, and there's American flags hanging out in front of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like that now in America. It's getting harsh.
Well,
it's 4th of July every day.
Well, yeah, but Rick, the problem I'm having here is they said, and I heard Bush say this himself, they hate us for our freedom. So what did he do? He promptly turned around, shredded the Constitution, and took away our freedoms, didn't he?
Exactly. And our dictatorship.
$2.3 trillion. Plunder at the Pentagon, maybe? More trillions. Predictable shift of spending to war, homeland security, and related industries. Did 9/11 prevent a stock market crash where the SEC offices intentionally destroyed? Is the peak oil motive for 9/11 an inside job? Just a couple more here. The little game. Why was the WTC privatized just before its destruction? And on the issue here of the Al-CIA to the long-standing CIA relationship to Al-Qaeda, was 9/11 an update on the Pentagon's Project Northwoods plan for false flag terror attacks inside the United States? Historical precedents for government sponsoring synthetic terror attacks, fabricating the cause for war, creating their own enemies, and sacrificing their own citizens for reasons of state. And I'll tell you what, folks, the criminal record of the Bush regime principles from October surprise to the Iran-Contra to PNAC, Project for a New American Century. Ground Zero aftermath, air poisoning and radio silence, election fraud and black box voting, lies to justify the invasion of Iraq, use of depleted uranium and all of its consequences, long-standing development of contingency plans for civil disturbances and military rule in the USA. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stop here.
Quite a list, though, John.
It is one heck of a list, and I've got about 110 more, but we don't have the time.
Boy, that's like everyone. I'm just like going,
Who were you working, Rick? Who were you working for before you did the online TV deal?
I worked before that, a year I was working for the Viacom production company, MTI Image Group. We did all the staging and production and special effects for Viacom, including stuff like Judge Dredd and MTV, A&E, Sci-Fi, History Network. And I was in charge, the director of Online Interactive, to bring all this stuff onto the online and start the streaming capabilities for the Viacom.
Now, Rick, you could still be enjoying a good-paying job in this country, and I'm sure you would have been rewarded even more so if you just would have sat down and shut up, kept your mouth shut, and just let this debauchery continue.
Oh, yeah, easily. I have been offered it. You can't believe the offers. That's how I know the corruption and how they can try to twist you around. I've had the offers, but they're atrocious, and you can't, you know. If you sit there and you have the morals, and you don't have if you have a family, you're almost finished because they just grab your family. But I don't have one that, you know, there's nobody there for them to go and grab my back end.
Unless Rick, like with my family, I mean, it's already understood. If somebody comes for me, they're to do nothing. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes for them, I am to do nothing. Mm-hmm. So we already have an understanding of how this game, and we know how the game's played. They're not going to use my dogs. They're not going to use anything against me. It's not going to happen. And they've got a psych profile on me probably a half a mile thick sitting at the FBI, and they already know that crap's not going to work.
Right.
Because the more I'm threatened, the angrier and the harder I work.
Yeah, exactly.
David, that's how it works. David in California. Hello, David. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi. You know, I'm just watching your... let's see, the opening for your film, it's kind of interesting. Hey, you know, there are so many different angles to look at with this. I don't know first thing I would say, you know, obviously we've got to really keep on the United We Stand angle of it. You know, Bush and his cronies have mimicked history throughout, so many examples throughout history where they try to point the fingers at somebody else as being the extreme terrorist when it's them who are pulling all of the scams. And, you know, obviously they're trying to steal all of the money of America, the pension funds, the assets, devalue the currency, you know, of course, cutting the taxes for themselves and their buddies. And trying to exchange it, get that money out of America as quickly as possible, and then sell the remainder of America, and then that'll of course get us fighting over the scraps. So, you know, it's my take that they're just trying to get out of town with as much as possible.
They're running out the back door as we speak. David, hold on, I got to go to break. Jeff in Vermont, Tommy in Texas, and others. We'll get to all of your calls right after this. You're online here with Rick Siegel, coming from somewhere in Europe. You had to come down out of the mountains to use a Skype program on a computer. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Fighting for our very lives in this country under a corrupt regime, and this is just not the first corrupt regime. George Bush, Bill Clinton. I mean, this has been going on and on and on and on. We need our country back. We need the law, the rule of law, positive law, ladies and gentlemen, based on the Constitution, not judges making up their own minds as to what they're going to hear and what they're not, what we're going to see and hear on the medias. This is the reason why this network's around, folks, is because they're not doing their job. If they were, there'd be no need for us to be doing what we're doing. Think about it. How much more of this pain and suffering and corruption and skullduggery and the lying and the thieving and the murdering are we going to have to put up with here in this country? How much more? How much is enough when they can murder 3,000 of your fellow Americans right before your eyes? Oh, but see, they'd already given you indications how much they didn't care. Remember Waco? Repeatedly, assaults against the American people, day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. When is enough enough? When are you people going to get up off your dead asses? When are you going to do it? When are you going to start screaming from the rooftops? I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. What is it going to take until they come to your front door, kick in your front door, murder you or members of your own family? And don't you think for a minute that they don't have the capability of doing it. Don't think for a minute that this is just on blue sky in you here. What is it going to take, folks, to get you up out of your lethargy, to get you into action? There's many groups. There's so many people doing so many things. When was the last time you tried to join one of their organizations and try to do something? When? David, go ahead and finish up if you would.
And hi, Rick. I essentially just wanted to finish up very much on this United You Stand, Divided You Fall issue. There's an old law of Moses called Jubilee where you just cancel out the money. And this happened when Washington was freezing at Valley Forge. The British were creating so many counterfeit continental dollars that they just had to get out the printing press and create a new design. So if Bush and his cronies want to steal all the money, the way we've got to solve it is to create our own money, and we don't let them use ours. So it's kind of along those lines. I wanted to raise, I heard earlier in the hour you had someone and they were talking about the thermite down in the basement of the World Trade Center and how long it lasted. I don't know if you all are familiar with the gold issue of the vaults down in the basement, but
yeah,
it was,
it was
being out here in California, you know, we had .com out here, and the .comers, we knew 2 years before .com started to fail that this was a smokescreen, it was a fake economy, and there were a lot of .comers that were investing in gold, and those gold brokers in the basement of the World Trade Center were, it turned out, about 6 months before 9/11 happened, there were some headlines out here showing that those gold brokers had been multiple selling the same gold and that they were giving gold certificates instead of letting people carry out the weight of the specie. And so they were getting busted. And since those were in the basement of the World Trade Center, it makes sense to me that's why, you know, the trade centers had to fall. They were attacked specifically to cover up this fraud of the gold in the basement. And what was most unique about it is that the International Monetary Fund, just like Fort Knox, used to hold the gold of America, and the paper was supposed to be a tenfold value of how much gold was in Fort Knox. The International Monetary Fund required that 10% of all of the nations of the world had to have gold stashed into some vaults that were approved by the International Monetary Fund, and those vaults in the basement of the World Trade Center were those. And so if they were multiple selling this gold to the dot-comers, that meant that they were multiple selling the gold of the third world nations of the world. And so you would have this enormous diplomatic incident that obviously, you know, the Democrats and honest Republicans and a whole bunch of other people have stayed silent on doing an honest investigation. And it would make sense to me that the reason for their silence really has to do with the looting of all of the world, kind of like a master Goldfinger.
But David, just take that a step further. We're talking about IMF, the Federal Reserve member banks inside this own our own country. They've been doing this for almost 100 years, looting people.
Why
is it that nobody in Capitol Hill has come forth and said, I'm sorry, I've got to have a press conference and tell the American people how they've been ripped off by a private company all these years? It's very simple. You can do it in 60 seconds.
The IMF got started. You know, prior to World War II, all of the countries of the world had exchange rates against each other. So if you were living in Zambia and you wanted to go to Egypt and then you wanted to go to England, you had to specifically put your exchange rates into each of those different countries, and you had to pick the right day, and, you know, if the right day didn't happen. Well, a lot of wars were caused by the international, the exchange rates being hedged by various con artists.
Okay. I'm going to have to let you go, David. Thanks for your call. A lot of good information stuff in there. We'll get back to your calls and my guest today, Rick Siegel. We'll do that right after this short break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Folks, you can go up to 911eyewitness.com. There is, you can watch the movie preview. If folks, Rick, want a copy of this DVD, how do they go about getting it?
Yeah, they can go onto the site and just click on the page. And it says buy the DVD, and off you go. It's right on their PayPal. You can send them payment on PayPal, and it goes out the same day usually.
Well, now, what if people, there have a lot of people that listen to this network that aren't hooked to the Internet. Is there an alternative way to order this?
I think they can call on a number. I don't have the number here, and you can get it on my screen. Hold on.
All righty. I'll tell you what. You do that, and we'll take another caller, Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff. Go ahead. You're on the air.
It seems like to me that we have our own little group up here in Vermont, and we try to fight for our rights, the Constitution, blah blah blah. It's hard when these people in government are does whatever it takes to shut you up, to put you behind the scenes. They'll spin the press against you. I mean, it seems like everybody's in their pockets, you know, and be it Vermont, be it, you know, the United States, or Texas, or whatever state it is, I mean, it's really hard. I mean, we don't get frustrated. We have fun with it, but, I mean, it's an uphill battle. It's definitely David and Goliath.
Yeah, well, Jeff, you know what makes it easier is when you have a whole lot more people. Then it's even more fun. So yeah. far here in America, there's a lot of people that know exactly what's going on. And I mean exactly what is going on. But mm-hmm. they're hiding in the shadows. They're holding back. They're waiting for some cataclysmic event here to hit, well, then they can now join in on the party.
Too little too late sometimes, you know.
Way too little too late. We have millions of people in this country right now that are fully awake, that know exactly what's going on. But we can sit back and watch our evening television. We can watch 500,000 illegals march down the streets in L.A.
Holding Mexican flags.
Holding Mexican flags, which, by the way, the media only shoots the American flags, and that was purposely done. You know, they're bypassing the point here. Is like I said, they're setting up Aslan here in America. They're setting up their own country here in America. And to listen to the politicians and the news medias, well, they're picking fly crap out of the sugar bowls by saying, you know,
it's
well,
true.
It is. I mean, it literally is. We have politicians mouthing words and platitudes into TV cameras right now, trying to explain to people, well, we can make this work. We can give them guest worker cards. We can do this. We can do that. Oh, we're going to come up with laws that make this a felony. It was already a felony the minute they stepped a toe over the line,
and
right over the border.
Look at us as citizens, you know, or not even citizens, whatever. It just lowers us down. It keeps on dumbing us and lowering us down, whatever the government's doing, you know.
You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this anyhow. If this is all the show that we can do after millions of people in this country know exactly what's going on and they're sitting there like a bunch of dummies, let me ask the question, is America even worth saving?
That's exactly what we were saying. That's exactly what we were saying. What is it going to take, you know? What is it going to take?
I don't know. You can sit there and watch TV and 3,000 people are killed. Or you can know how the money system was taken over. Or you can see the corruption going on day after day after day in Washington, D.C. and even in our own state's governments. But people are sitting back. As long as they have their cold beer and their big screen TVs, and their entertainment, they're more than happy to sit back and let this country go right down the tubes. But my God, I'm going to have a cold beer when I watch my favorite sitcom.
We need a 10 million march on Washington, and then just keep marching right in and take over the White House and the Congress.
Well,
it's ours.
Rick, I actually even mentioned this on the air. I've said enough on this radio program that Homeland Security was legitimate. They should have been banging on my door. I said, I'm waiting for a military coup for there's anybody that still knows what the Constitution is, and I prefer the Marines to do this. To walk into the White House and arrest this son of a bugger that's occupying the Oval Office right now. Right now!
If somebody in the military took their oath of office correctly, they would do that because you can't ignore an internal enemy. And we have an internal enemy that's taken over the government.
A big fat one. Bigger than that 500-pound elephant that's sitting in the viewers' laps while they're sitting there trying to look around the TV and with holding their cold beer to watch your sitcom. I don't know what it's going to take.
But they're all sleeping together, from the federal government to the state government to the local governments to your municipalities. It's all one branch. It's all one branch of government.
What are you doing with your impeachment up there in Vermont?
Yeah,
they're all
holding each other's hands. Did you hear what Rick said?
Yeah, I'm off here in the mountains.
No, actually,
I was wondering what happened.
Jeff, shut up a second. He's trying to ask you a question.
All right, sorry.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you're up there in Vermont. I'm out here in the mountains in Europe. What's that? I heard that you're actually trying to do the impeachment. You're the first. Like, Vermont always seems to take the stage, and you're actually standing up saying, like, this guy needs to be impeached. Is that right or wrong?
You're totally right. There's five towns and in Vermont that are impeaching him. We're trying to impeach him, and Bernie Sanders, who is our representative, is trying to do something, but it's so corrupt when you look at what they're going to do. It's really not going to go anywhere. It's just the people standing up together in the towns, but you know as well as I know, it's not going to get any further than that. Our state legislature is not going to take it up. Our, you know, Bernie Sanders will not take it up, and our senators won't even touch it. We have Jumpin' Jim Jeffords and Patrick Leahy, and those guys are just you know. If you think about it,
we've got to get rid of the corporate government.
But in reality, it's nothing.
But you got good gun laws up there, anyhow.
Oh, yeah, we got the best.
All right, you may need them. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Yeah. Yeah, I
we're making a mess out of the country, John. What the hell's happening there?
Rick, I'm serious about this. You know, everybody has complained over the years, I feel so alone. Well, there's literally millions of Americans out there, but people are refusing to join hands. They're refusing to join groups. They're refusing to fund people that are doing projects. And they're all sitting around like a bunch of spectators waiting for the football game that the kickoff will never come.
Right, yeah, they don't. Somebody needs to blow the whistle and tell them, game start, over here.
Yeah, it's the most incredible thing. I've been doing this for 13 years.
Right.
And with the people that I know in many positions that know exactly what's going on, they're sitting back here fiddling while Rome's burning. They're not doing a damn thing.
Yeah. Well, they're all making money at it. Sometimes they don't want to rock the boat because the money's being made.
Tommy in Texas. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Tommy. Did he just hang up? He just hung up. He got cold feet. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how you doing today, John?
Good.
I'm sorry my voice doesn't sound well on the Internet. I've heard myself speak before. Excuse me. I have a philosophical question to ask. It appears that war has been declared on the American people by the government. I think that's in the 1933 document.
Good man.
And what they're doing basically is they're picking us off one at a time, you know, by virtue of these various laws they've enacted.
But you know what, Gary? You know, that doesn't even wash because they don't have to pick people off one at a time. The only thing they have to do is intimidate and shut up the most vocal of them out there. And that's always been their ploy. It's intimidation. It's whatever else. But I'm telling you.
Is that not picking us off one at a time?
But they don't have to do that because what they have planned here, they can do their mass roundups at their leisure. The only thing they have to do is start a couple of actions, declare martial law, the police state takes over, and they can wipe out people. Forget onesie-twosies. They can do it in fell swoops.
Well, when I was a young man, my daddy told me, he said, if the guy was bigger than you are, you just picked up a bigger stick. Okay, the bottom line is if the enemy has no rules of engagement, there are no rules anymore.
No, there's not.
There are no rules. So if they have no rules, we have no rules. And the bottom line, if it's good enough for them, it ought to be good enough for us. So philosophically speaking, if they're going to pick us up off one at a time, why not? Should we do the same thing? That's a philosophical question, not a threat.
Now, don't become a sniper, man.
Yeah.
don't
become a Malvo, okay?
That's just usually to make it all look bad, you know?
You know, Gary, I've covered this before on this program. Most people know me and my past associations. I was one of these guys that was going around the country starting up militias until the thought dawned on me that the only thing that this is going to do, because by that point in time, the Federales had infiltrated every group that was worth a hoot out there, infiltrated them, was jailing them, running up on them, charging them with false crimes, whatever else. It occurred to me that they can't do it if the body of American people had the information as to how they were being zoomed, okay? Who was zooming whom here and why?
I totally agree, John.
So here we are post-militia days in this country. Now, these are the people, and I told a lot of people I thought this was a good way. You know, the story of 1,000 poppies. It's a Chinese proverb that you always harvest the ones that pop up first because they're the strongest. You take your gene splices or your splices off of that plant, and you can grow one heck of a poppy crop. Well, it occurred to me with too few people that were ready to go to war with the federal government, the only thing that was going to happen is these people were all going to be killed. But what they can't contend with, they can deal with that, because that would be the latter day and the new terrorist. Oh, we got a terrorist threat. We got people trying to shoot American officials, or whatever the case may be. But what they can't deal with is an informed populace, people that are sitting back. And we don't have to say anything. All we have to do is stop what we're doing, look to Washington, D.C., millions of faces of staring at right at them and not saying a word. These people in Washington would know the gig is up.
I agree with you totally, John. It was a philosophical question, basically. If they want to pick people off one at a time, why should they have a problem with us picking them off one at a time? That's a philosophical question.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because just last night I was talking to somebody, and I said, you remember Henry Waxman? This was the gun control craze. You notice they backed off of that almost totally. But you remember a couple of years ago, Henry Waxman came out, and he did an interview from Washington, D.C., and he says, you know what, we've got to ban these 50 caliber rifles from being in the citizens' hands, because just take a look at Washington, D.C. Pennsylvania Avenue, for example. You know, we have unobstructed target zone here for a long distance, and he was really concerned. Now, that was, to me, that was a good thing. Okay, when Henry Waxman would start talking about, well, somebody might try to snipe us here in Washington, D.C., I thought, oh, starting to feel a little heat, are you? You know, to me, that was a good thing. But the problem we're having right now, and armed conflict at this point in time in America, is only for the insane, suicidal, or somebody that has run out of total options. That is the one thing that they've been waiting for us to do. So
I think you missed the point, John. The point was,
no, I got the point.
Selective, why shouldn't someone else?
Gary,
be selective?
I got the point. You made it three times. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I got the point, okay? But what I'm saying here, you know, we got millions of people in this country that are sitting there, as I said, waiting for the football game to kick off so they can cheer their side. The problem is that this game is never going to be they're taking us apart. This country, day by day by day.
Yeah, you got to take back. Like I said, it'd be nice to get everybody go to Washington. Let's take it. We could walk in peacefully. 10 million people could walk in peacefully and take the White House and the Congress back. And if a million people can go just to demonstrate, 10 million could go back and take the country. They couldn't arrest enough of them. You keep walking in, and soon enough, you got that building.
Rick? Instead of 1 million reasons why you couldn't do it, you'd then hear 10 million reasons why you couldn't do it. And you know what? And years ago, and I'll never forget this, some people were trying to organize a march in Washington, D.C. It was Linda Thompson. The last I heard from her, she was a lawyer with tin foil sitting on her head because she was getting bombarded by ELF waves or something like that.
Yeah, they do that.
But she turned around and dumped this thing. It was their idea, and it was on Bill Cooper's program. As a matter of fact, I remember this like it was yesterday. Turned around and dumped this idea on us and said, well, it was their idea. It wasn't ours. Mm-hmm. So we even had people that came up with the idea that once they got enough flack back that said, wait a minute here, remember the bonus marchers? And the great general that was there then commanding the troops on the ground, shooting people that were really bent out of shape because their benefits and money had been cut off.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the man's name was General MacArthur.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know. 10 million, that might work. A million, I don't know.
Yeah. No, 10 million might. But other than that, we've got to take our states back. I thought you guys in Texas almost had your state back as a republic.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
Well, and that little group managed to eat themselves. I was sitting up in Michigan at the time, and I watched them self-destruct that. They had thousands of members.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain it, Rick. They had thousands of members. They were growing day by day. But then groups got in there, tried to play politics, and basically destroyed the whole organization. And I think you're speaking of Republic of Texas.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed the infrastructure to the movement, and everybody around the country was applauding. They were going, you know, this is really great. The guys down there, and you know, Texas is not a state; it is a republic, and this is a good thing. And we're all sitting there waiting and watching. And then I sat there and watched them eat themselves, literally.
Oh, John, that's why you know about all these agents and different kinds of people that push you in different ways. I'm just learning this stuff, John. I'm all new here.
I know the subject matter inside and out. Nobody ever asked me about that. You know, they'll ask me about chemtrails, they'll ask me about this, they'll ask me about that. But when it comes down to organizational problems, I see it repeatedly going on down here.
Right.
I see people that are trying to do things, and they're stopped at any given turn because people come in with their own highfalutin agendas and blow the whole damn thing apart.
Right.
It's no different in Texas than it is any place else. These people need to reorient themselves. They need to get reacquainted with the problem and then get serious about it and not stop. And the first person that tries to shove you out of the way and the job that you're doing that you know is right, hand that character his head. Is what you do, and you move on.
Right.
End of story.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Hey, Rick, I want to thank you very much for coming up. And
no
again,
problem, John.
And again, the websites, ladies and gentlemen, is www.911eyewitness.com. That's easy to remember. Or go to Rick Siegel's site. His name is Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, ricksiegel.com. And you can get a copy. You can go online through PayPal. If not, did you pull a number down?
I got a mail address, actually, only.
I'll tell you what. Rather than rush into this, let me come back after the break and have you put out the information. People need to get this video. Make copies of it, folks. And like I said, get up off your dead backsides. Let's get into motion. Let's make some good things happen in this country because I'm getting tired of talking repeatedly day after day after day about the same damn problems.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Rick, I've got somebody online here that used to work with you, Jim Brewester.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, Jim.
Oh, are you on now?
Yeah,
on now?
You're on now.
Hello?
A little feedback. Go ahead. Go ahead. Jim, are you there? He's gone? He's still there. Jim, are you there?
You can't hear me.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Anyway, I'm here, and I just wanted to say hi to Rick. You're doing a great job. I'm calling in because I heard that you didn't know the mailing address or you didn't have it available. So let me give that to anybody that wants to order the DVD without going online. And they can make checks for $24.95. That includes shipping worldwide to Blue Star Media Group at P.O. Box 56104, Portland, Oregon, 98607.
Okay, give us that again.
It's Blue Star Media Group, Post Office Box 56104, Portland, Oregon, 98607.
All right.
And I've been listening to your conversation. It brought to mind a quote. Samuel Adams had something to say to the people, like the ones that are sitting around America watching their football games and drinking their beer. And what he said, it's short and sweet, and it says everything that I'd like to say to them. If you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen.
Very well said.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, they had the same problem in those days.
Right.
So
it's just been multiplied now. Instead of a couple of million people, now we have millions upon millions.
That's true, but you know, we only need 5% for critical mass.
There you go. I'm in agreement with you, Jim.
And I think we're on our way. So
All right.
Thank you, Rick, for what you're doing. And
thank you.
And I'm not sure, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for what you're doing as well. So
we're going to
let you guys get on with it.
Okay.
And have a great afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Yeah, we need to get on with it. That's for sure. All right.
Excellent.
Okay, Rick, I will have to say goodbye. I hope you're going to rejoin us here in this country with this fight, because you can't do too much there from Europe.
Yep. Okay.
I'm serious.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I'm coming in for the month of June.
Okay.
See what we can do.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. Contact us when you get close to coming here, and
right.
We'll set up some more interviews, and we'll join the parade.
All right, great.
All right.
Sounds great, John. Okay, keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it very much. Those websites again, folks, 911eyewitness.com and ricksiegel.com. Okay. You just cut me off. There we go. We got three producers manning the board right now. The fingers are flying so fast, I can't follow them all. At any rate, folks, think about what I said. You know, you don't hear the owners of other networks on the air like I am, and chiding people and trying to get them involved, trying to get them stoked up, whatever. You know, we're getting tired of doing this. You know, we need support. We need positive things to happen. I'm not interested in winning a few lousy battles just to lose the war. I'm not interested in that. You know, if I thought I'd do any good, I'd go downtown Austin with a can of gasoline and light myself on fire like a Buddhist monk. But I know it wouldn't do anything. All you'd end up is just one more dead patriot of the Dead Patriot Society. All right, that'll do it for us today. Well, I'll be back with you Friday with another edition of the National Intel Report. I think tomorrow Desi Andrews is taking the helm. Okay, so far as being up with the schedule. All right, that'll do it, folks. We'll see you Friday. Get busy, will you? What, do you think you have all the time in the world?
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.